Thank you for pushing play. You are listening to the Rary is Fundamental podcast, episode 79. I like talking about basketball. I also like talking about other things. No one really cares about the guy on the bottom. No one really cares about the guy beneath. And everybody wants to be down with the dude on top of the stairs. Top of the stairs. Cause no one really cares about the guy on the bottom. No one really cares about the guy beneath. And everybody wants to be down with the dude on top of the stairs. Top of the stairs. Little brother, look around. What's up, Internet? This is the Rary is Fundamental podcast, episode 79, recorded on April the 18th, 2018, presented by RayRay.net. I am your host, RayRay. Today is a pretty short podcast, but it's a good one. I talked to Shay Serrano, New York Times bestselling author and staff writer for The Ringer. We had a little chat about him being an author, why he decided to do it, and we also talked about a bit of the NBA playoffs, as well as talk about a bit about the San Antonio Spurs, which is his favorite team. I really appreciate him giving a bit of his time. I know he's a very busy guy. And while I'm at it, I should go ahead and publicize his basketball book called Basketball and Other Things. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online sites and bookstores. It's a fantastic book with a collection of basketball questions you've always wanted to ask, like, who was the most perfect duo in NBA history? The most disrespectful dunk, and what if Karl Malone and a bear swap places for a season? All of that plus so much more in Basketball and Other Things by Shay Serrano. Before we get to Shay, let me remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Android, and you can also find this podcast on Stitcher and the original site rayray.net/fun. There is a hyphen between the rays, just so get that right, ray.net/fun. Okay, here's Shay.
This is Shay Serrano, and you are listening to the RayRay is Fundamental podcast. I think RayRay should change the name of the podcast, but he likes it, so that's what you're listening to.
RayRay is Fundamental podcast, episode 79. I am so humbled to have the New York Times bestselling author of the Wrap Your Book and Basketball and Other Things, Shay Serrano. How's it going, my man?
What up, my guy?
So, before we get started with everything else here, we'd like to know how you got to this point. You are a New York Times bestselling author. You're a writer for The Ringer. I mean, you're basically living the dream here, dude.
Am I?
Yeah.
All right. I thought I was just living a regular life.
Hey, man, like, yeah, again, New York Times bestseller, writing for Bill Simmons and The Ringer. I mean, that's great stuff, man.
Yeah, writing for Bill is great. Mm-hmm. Book stuff is less great.
Why do you say that?
Books are hard to do. They take a long time. Mm-hmm. You are mostly alone when you're working on them.
Right.
It's not a fun process. Mm-hmm. But with, you know, working at The Ringer, you get to write. With The Ringer, I get to write like several times a week, mm-hmm. and I enjoy a thing. I write about it. It goes up, and then I get to talk about it with other people. I also have editors and coworkers that I work with and that I correspond with all day, every day. With the book, it's not like that. Like if I started writing a book today, I couldn't talk about it mm-hmm. or share it with anyone. Nobody would see it for 2 years, mm-hmm. and that's always hard to deal with.
Mm. So what made you decide to write this book as well as the Wrap Your Book? Like, did you think when you were younger you were going to write two New York Times bestselling books?
No, I didn't think that. I didn't think I was going to be a writer. I didn't think about any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Those were just things that ended up happening because I was following my feet. You know, this opportunity came up. That opportunity came up. I was just like, all right, I'll give this a try. Give that a try. Mm-hmm. And all this stuff just happened. So, no, I didn't think too much about it. And as far as why did I write mm-hmm. a book or two books, because they give you money to write books. So I like money, and I need right. money to pay for things. So I'll do the books. You give me money, and that's like a fair trade.
Right, I feel you, yeah. So, is it safe to say that you would write a sequel to this book? Because this book is amazing. We already love it. And it's probably, I don't want to say random, but man, these topics that you brought up on this book, it's not exactly the most conventional topics people talk about. You know, like Kobe Bryant is a dork, and Barry Carmelo switching places and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I don't want to write a sequel to this book. I just want to let Basketball and Other Things be my basketball book. So, no, I'm not interested in a follow-up. As far as why the chapters are the way that they are, I was trying to do it the way that I've tried to do everything, which is to say I want to write a thing or do a thing that has not been done a million times before, because that's just not fun. Right. So, like, when we were working on the book and I was explaining it to the editors, or when I was pitching it to the publisher or whatever, they were trying to make it like a sports argument book or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to them, like, we can't do that. You can't put argument in the title. There are already 2,000 sports argument books, and we don't want this to become one of those. It's got to be something else. So that's why the chapters are the way that they are, because I was trying to come up with things that nobody had read about yet, nobody had written yet. It's just better that way.
Right. Did you get everything you wanted in that book? Like, was there anything that, was probably left out of the final cut?
Yeah, we cut a lot of stuff. The book is 33 chapters. When I started it, it was closer to like 50 chapters. And so, yeah, there was a bunch of stuff that got just left off, and that's saved in a file somewhere on my computer, and maybe eventually I'll use it to turn into an article or something like that. But yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. That's just the way that books work. You have a billion ideas and you only have 240 pages to put them on. So you got to pick and choose.
Can you tell me which one, which article that you really wanted to put in the book that was left out?
No, I would never tell you that. I would never tell anybody that. There's a reason it didn't go in the book. That's because I didn't think it was good enough. So I don't want to tell people my not good enough ideas.
I'm pretty sure they're good ideas. So a lot of people have bought and read this book. Out of all the people that read it, who was the one that read the book that surprised you the most? Like, which celebrity maybe that read the book that surprised you the most?
I guess it has to be Obama, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who. He was not a person who, when I was writing a chapter about a fake action hero, I wasn't like, oh yeah, Obama's going to read this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I would pick him, as first place.
Second place? Anyone else?
Second place would be my mom. I didn't think that she would read a book about basketball, but she did. So she could be second to Obama.
Okay. Got it. So, let's talk about playoffs really quick. San Antonio Spurs not doing so well. Is this the most disappointing you've been in the Spurs since forever, I guess? Because they've been great for the last 20 years.
No, they're doing okay. They're doing okay with what they have. Like, you can't look at that roster and expect for them to compete for a championship. That's not how it works. You look at that roster and you go, okay, we're set up to lose in the first round. Let's just try our hardest. And if you do that, then you feel fine. So for game two, watching that game, they played as hard as they possibly could play.
Right.
And they played as well as they possibly could. So you lose a game like that and you go, well, you know, Golden State is just better. I don't feel disappointed. I feel disappointed in the Kawhi situation, but only because I don't have all of the information. Maybe if I knew everything, then I would not feel disappointed.
Is this like the most mysterious thing ever with Kawhi Leonard? Because he was back in December and then suddenly he was out again. And all we see now is return from injury management. Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, this is definitely the most bizarre thing that has ever happened with the Spurs. And maybe with a basketball team just in general, like a superstar on a basketball team. Usually if there's a big riff or a big fight, you know why. You understand why.
Right.
And if, and short of knowing, there are rumors that people believe very strongly, but there's no Kawhi rumor that people grab onto. You know, there's no, there's nothing here for us. We're just standing around in a room full of mist, reaching out at nothing.
Right. Yeah, this kind of reminds me of the whole Kevin Garnett thing, because I think you remember that back in 2009 where he was hurt And Boston kept mum about him coming back, and then eventually he never came back until the next season. So, but this is even more bizarre than the whole thing, than the whole Kevin Garnett thing, I think, right?
Yeah, definitely. There's just, there's nothing there for anybody to hold on to, so it just feels really weird.
Yeah, and people are calling to trade Kawhi, and it's like, well, we still don't know anything.
Yeah.
So, anyone else you're rooting for in this playoffs besides the Spurs? I mean, there's a lot of great stories out there. There's Houston, obviously best record in the league. Toronto Raptors, number one seed. Anyone you're looking out there for?
The only one I'm not rooting for are the Warriors. If anybody else, literally anybody else wins a championship, then there's going to be a good or an interesting storyline there. Mm-hmm. So anybody but the Warriors.
Right. So you're not really rooting for Warriors Cavs 4 because pretty much, is this like the worst thing that can happen in the playoffs? Warriors Cavs part 4?
No, it would be cool to watch them play. The worst thing that could happen would be somebody got injured, like a big star got injured, mm-hmm. and that sort of threw everything off. But the Warriors and Cavs playing in the finals would be great. Like, you need those sorts of rivalries in the NBA, so no, it wouldn't be bad. I mean, it would suck for me if the Warriors won, but if it was Cavs 4 in the finals and then the Cavs won, that would be fantastic.
Right. Is the whole thing about LeBron James ridiculous? Like, oh, here we go again. He's going to leave, stuff like that. Or is that good for the NBA?
I think anytime you're talking about LeBron, it's good for the NBA. Mm-hmm. So it just makes everybody more interested. Like, can you imagine if he did another decision? Mm-hmm. Like the decision part. If he did that, how nuts the internet would be. How nuts everybody who watches basketball would be. That would be unbelievable.
All right. So, do you think the league is in its best place compared to the 80s and the 90s? Is the NBA in a very good place right now?
Yeah, of course it is. Mm-hmm. It's slowly becoming the most popular sport in America. Mm-hmm. You know, it's taken that mantle. They've done a very good job of positioning it to do such. There are more superstars in the NBA today than there have been, I think, at any point, maybe in history. Mm-hmm. We've got all of the main things you need to make the argument that this is the greatest basketball time that's ever been. You've got the giant superstar in LeBron. You've got all these interesting storylines. You've got a bunch of very compelling, like, backstage stuff. Like, there wasn't free agency before. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There was this. There was, like, you've got all of these cool things. You also have social media, which is a part of basketball now, a very big part of it. It's just great. It's really, really fun to watch, and it's really easy to watch and be a part of it. Like, never before have this many people been a part of the NBA. If a thing happens during a game, something funny,
yeah,
and 30 minutes later there are 45 articles about it on the internet and 75,000 tweets about it. Like, that's cool to see happen, and it's cool that people get to be a part of a thing that they love.
Will this surpass the NFL in popularity?
I think so, yeah, eventually.
Yeah, cause that's
the NFL is just too dark. It's mm-hmm. too dark right now, and there's no way to get away from it. There's no way to get away from the injuries, from concussions, from all of the political part of it. They're trying to run away from that side of sports, and you can't anymore. And it's just, they're in a bad spot, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll always be a billion-dollar franchise, but I think as far as it's just its cachet in the United States, it's, you know, it won't be the most popular for long.
Yeah, well, it's just tough because a third of the country watches the Super Bowl, right? And
yeah,
NBA Finals were like what 35 million people that watch so far. But then again, that's only the United States. I don't know how many people around the world watch the NBA Finals. So
right.
Who knows? Thanks so much for doing this.
It's Kristen Ledlow from NBA Inside Stuff, and I was once on the Ray Reyes Fundamental Podcast. Once. That was enough.
A huge thanks to Shay Serrano for doing this podcast. Once again, You can buy his book, Basketball and Other Things, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other bookstores, online and otherwise. Shay is a very humble guy and didn't want to publicize his work and his social media, so I'll do it for him. And I think everyone should see his work. You can find his work at The Ringer, and you can follow him on Twitter at Shay Serrano. As for me, follow me on Twitter at the No Look Pass, and you can follow my podcast Twitter at Ray Ray Is Fun, because you cannot fit Ray Ray Is Fundamental as a Twitter name, so it was shortened to Ray Ray Is Fun. And by the way, Shay, I happen to think that my podcast name is good. Anyway, let me remind you again that you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes as well as Android, and you can also download the podcast on Stitcher and on the main site, rayray.net/fun. Remember to dash between the rays, and that is it. I am done here. I'll have another episode for you very, very soon. Insert sign-off line here. That is not Ray Ray out. How about this game is over? Game over, yeah!
Hashtag blame Ray Ray.